The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. I am your host, Joe DeYoung, and this is recorder Ron, my co-host for the show. And I hope you all had a good weekend. I know it was a rainy weekend. But today, I have another guest on my show today. He is the co-founder of GT Independence. So let's welcome Dan Carmichaels to the show. Good afternoon, Dan Carmichael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. How does it feel to be on the show?
Oh, it's exciting. I watched some of the other episodes, and I hope that I can maintain the quality bar that you've set.
Well, that's nice. That's nice, Dan. So what do you think? Did you like the other episodes, too?
Oh, absolutely. I think that you do a wonderful job hosting, and the questions are well-aimed and pointed and well thought out, so... Well, enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. That's so nice of you. All right, so we're going to get down to the questions.
Yes.
So your company, it's called GT Independence. So, what does GT stand for?
Well, GT is actually sort of a leftover part of. A place that the company started at, which was software. It stood for Guardian Track. We moved out of that business, but kept the GT because we liked it, and switched over to what we are now, GT Independence. So we still have that little piece of where it started, but doesn't really have anything to do with that anymore. So.
Oh. All right, so when did you guys...
I wish I had a better story about that, but I don't.
Oh, and you know what? That's all right if you don't have a better story. I mean, I totally understand. That's all right.
Yeah.
So when did you guys move out of that?
That would be about 2004 when we started GT Independence as you know it today. My folks and my brother started the company. Back then, you know, 17 years ago now, there were four people in a bank rented office. And, you know, today we're closing in on nearly 500 employees. And, you know, we have states all over the country that we're doing work in. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And especially with that many employees, that's a lot of employees that you got there.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't believe it if you told me it was 100. No, back when it was 100, it's shocking me every time I get an update on that number. So it's pretty cool.
So I guess more of them keep coming and going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 2004, that's 17 years ago. That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't felt like it. I remember when we got our first sort of big office building of our own, you know, that we would never fill. And then shortly after that, we got our next office building that we would never be able to fill. And it's just kind of kept going like that. So
I guess that makes two office buildings.
Well, now it's, I don't even know how many office buildings. Which of course we don't need now with the pandemic. We've got everybody working remotely. So we have a bunch of empty buildings right now.
Yeah. Dan, could you give us a little history about GT Independence and how it started?
So the reason that my folks went into this is I have a brother with a developmental disability, and they had been advocates for his rights, of course, his whole life, and we're looking for a better way to get him the services he needed. They were both accountants, and they found this self-determination route where Ben would be able to, you know, select his caregivers and choose where his hours went, instead of, you know, being told what to do there. So they were able to use their skills as accountants to, you know, merge with their advocacy for self-determination and start GT Independence.
Well, it sounds like the history, because so you said that your brother has a disability, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. My oldest brother, the middle brother, I'm the baby. John is our CEO. So it's, you know, it's always been part of the family and always been advocating for Ben was taught to us at a very young age. And, you know, now we try to take those same lessons and apply them over a much larger, you know, sort of structure and in a belief that all people should have the right to choose how their services are provided.
Exactly, because I've got a right to choose my my services and what I have and what I want to have, you know, because advocating is very important for someone with, for example, with visual impairments or anybody that's wheelchair bound, because if they're not advocating, then how are they going to fight for their rights and this and that? And,
you know. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and since then, my wife and I have had a daughter who is has a disability. She's actually in a wheelchair. We have a son with autism, and I was also diagnosed
with autism.
On the autism. Mm-hmm. So to say that this is just a part of our life, or if it's that it's just a job, is not accurate. We live it, and you know, we believe it every day.
Yeah, it's, I mean, sometimes autism and other disabilities are kind of hard for other people to understand.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm glad that I can be there for my son, you know, and kind of help him with the challenges that I know he'll face.
Yeah, and help him along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people with autism, it's not that have autism. It's some for some of them, it's not easy.
Yeah. There are issues that to some people may seem minor, but to the person experiencing, you know, the autistic, you know, issues that they feel, it's very real. You know, my son doesn't like certain foods, you know, to the point where it makes him sick to even try. And to a lot of people, that seems kind of odd, but to him, it's very real. And, you know, we take it very seriously. So.
Right. Well, now that you mentioned foods, I mean, I don't like fruits and vegetables, that's me for an example, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone's got their different tastes. And for some people with autism, it's also different noises that they don't like and other stuff too.
Yeah, that's my big thing is I've got some sound sensitivity. And, you know, most of it is, you know, I can manage. Clipping fingernails, I can't. I cannot handle that. I have to leave the room. So one of my little idiosyncrasies. So.
Mm. All right, Ron, next question. So what makes GT Independence different from other organizations who also work with the handicapped special needs community?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, I think I just sort of touched on it a little that there aren't many companies out there who have lived it like we have, who have spent, you know, their entire lives advocating for the disabled community, and you know, it's. When someone calls in frustrated, you know, that their services aren't going well, or to be able to say, you know, I've been there, I've been frustrated with the system, I've, you know, tried to get my daughter everything she needs and failed at times. To be able to have that experience, to know the frustration that someone is feeling, and to try to be able to help them with that, I think is really special. And I think that being able to pass those morals on to our employees and those values that, we have a responsibility to the community, to the disabled community, and to be those advocates. That's experience. You can't read, you can't learn. You have to live it, and we have.
Yeah, because the organization that Mindy and I were with, they were too restrictive, and they wanted me to get a JOB, but no, that was not what I wanted. I wanted to start my dream goal, and that was to start my own podcast. So what Mindy and I did, we found out about GT Independence, and so we went from there, and she helped me get me to where I am right now.
And that makes me incredibly happy to hear, Joe. I can't describe the feeling
of emotions.
What we're doing is working, and that it can work, and that, I mean, gosh, you are a vision of what our goal is of self-determination.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I mean, you got to make it work.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work, then what else is your backup plan?
Right. Well, and with the services, if it doesn't work for you, that's to get out of this one size fits all mindset, and you've broken out of it, and gosh, we hope we can help so many others break out of it as well.
I think GT Independence and your other organizations can help people with disabilities with that as well.
Well, yeah, I hope so, and we're going to continue to do what we can, and it starts with listening to folks like you, to the people that we serve.
Right, and also getting to know their, listening to their needs and their wants and what they want to do and what they want to accomplish in life.
Absolutely.
Because that's another thing to fight for, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right, Ron, another question. So what is your vision for GT Independence in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, we sort of have this wild dream goal that in 25 years, self-determination will be the rule and not the exception in the entire country, that everybody will have the opportunity to make choices about their care and direct it firsthand. And to do that, over the next 5 to 10 years, we have to continue to advocate. We have to continue to be a voice in the community. We have to continue to provide good service and make sure that we're doing that, so that we have a voice and can kind of push the momentum towards our big 25-year goal of everybody having that right.
Right, and also, helping the special needs who don't have a voice, and being a voice for them, it's a big part of their lives as well. When you have someone that can't speak or someone that's weak or vulnerable,
absolutely. That was something that we had to learn, honestly. As parents, Holly and I, my wife, it was real easy for us to just try to advocate for our daughter and her needs, or our son, when we realized there was such a greater need to advocate for everybody and get everybody's voice heard and to get changes made for everybody.
And their opinions, too.
Yeah. Exactly. What they want, what they're looking for in services, you know, what we can do to help bridge the gaps that they're finding. So I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that we've you know, made strides in that direction.
Well, I'm very proud of you guys for making the strive to that, and also building the gap between that, and also building not only that, but also building a bridge towards self-advocacy for your son and your daughter and your brother.
Yes.
Including you too.
Yeah. Yeah. I sometimes get wrapped up in their stuff and don't take time to, you know, appreciate the fact that, you know, as an autistic man that I have this opportunity. So I do appreciate that as well.
All righty, next question, Ron. So how does GT Independence connect their CLS workers to their clients?
That is a good question. You know, we have a program called Caregiver Link that is sort of a database of available caregivers in the areas that we serve. That are already vetted, you know, usually already trained, and who are looking for more work hours. Outside of that, you know, we like to work directly with our people to look at their natural support structure and see who might be in there that they already know, that they're already comfortable with, that we can hire or help them to hire as caregivers. In a lot of areas, that means it can be family members. You know, the rules differ depending on where you're at, but, you know, to help people find those natural supports that they can then, you know, hire in to be that support staff.
Right. And also having somebody that's a lot more experienced and someone who knows what they're doing as your care giver and your care provider.
Yeah. Yeah. To have that list of already vetted caregivers is a nice bonus for sure.
It sounds like a nice bonus for sure, because if you're not having somebody that knows what they're doing, I mean, how are you going to, you know, train the person how are you going to help that guy, the person, whoever that's taking care of you? How are you going to help them? I mean, you got to take one step at a time, and then you help them out, and the more they get better at it, the more practice they get out of it, and then the better they'll be experienced at that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, if it's somebody who doesn't have experience, but it's somebody that you know, and trust and, you know, have a good feeling about, then, you know, we can get them the training and they can, you know, start to be that all-purpose, you know, provider that everyone's looking for. So,
right, and you also mentioned like a relative or a relative in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably a friend in the family, or you know, or somebody from another agency or organization.
Yeah, lots of options there. So, and you know, we do whatever we can to make sure there's a fit there. And that there's a level of comfort, you know, that's what we're going for.
And right. And it can also make them feel better as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ron, next question. So how can people apply to work with GT Independence in a client?
So they can register, with Caregiver Link. That's, you know, that's via gtindependence.com. We also have job postings listed there to work directly with GT. Beyond that, you know, if you're looking to provide care services, you know, to get in touch with your local agencies and you know, to try to find somebody that they might think would be a good fit too, and then we can you know, handle the forms and paperwork from there.
Yeah. So you have job postings, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So how many job postings do you have right now?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea, Joe. I'd have to get back to you on that. But
probably a lot, I would say.
Yeah, I would guess a lot. I mean, caregivers are always needed. You know, the postings that we have directly on our website are more to work for GT independents, you know, doing payroll or doing, you know, intake and things like that. But the caregiver link is really the best way to get yourself out there and, you know, for our people.
Right. And also when they work, and it depends on like how many, it's also like how many hours they work and how much money they're getting paid at the hour at their job.
Yeah. And how much they want to work too. You know, if somebody, you know, is working and doing 10 hours a week, but they're really looking for 30, it's a good tool to help fill those out and, you know, to make sure that the good caregivers out there are being utilized as much as they'd like.
Right. And like when you mentioned like 30 hours, it just popped in my mind. It was like, well, the 30 hours, that's like a lot of lots of hours.
It is. I pulled those out of the air, but yeah, that would be a lot.
Well, I'm glad that you pulled them out from the air.
Yeah.
As long as the air doesn't suck them back in.
There you go.
Oh, man. All right, Ron, next question. So what would you like people to know about GT independence that they don't already know?
Let's see. That's another wonderful question. I think that it would be a couple of things. First, that, you know, I know I've kind of hammered on this, but, you know, that we are disability owned, that, you know, being a voice in the disability community has been a passion of ours, you know, for our entire lives. And beyond that, we want self-determination for everybody. We want, even if we don't, you know, serve a state or a community that somebody is in and they want to know how to get services, we want to hear from them, you know, even if they won't be our client. We want to help people achieve, you know, the level of service that they want. So I encourage anybody who has any questions to visit us on Facebook or visit our website or give us a call. You know, we want to be a part of that conversation and to be an advocate.
Yeah. And, you know, and also helping them reach their goal too, especially when they're not a part of the community, like you said. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife, Holly, she's the chief operating officer at GT, and she is a social worker by education. And, you know, she is just incredibly dedicated to the idea of helping, you know, everyone, whether or not they're with GT or not. So I really admire that about her.
I admire that about her too. I mean, I'm very proud of her, though.
Yeah, she's an incredible, incredible lady.
Yeah. All righty, Dan, and my final question. So, when you're not working at GT Independence, what do you do for relaxation during your free time?
Oh, well, this summer, I've never been a motorcycle rider or scooter or anything like that, but this summer we got a Vespa and I could not believe how much fun I'm having on them.
Well, how much
going on? Oh man, I take my wife out, we just go ride around the town, we go visit friends, you know, feel the wind in our hair. I had no idea what was out there, so that's a lot of fun. We do that. I love playing video games with my kids, playing music. Me and my friends, where I had a band for a while. So, And hopefully we can get back to traveling. I love to travel. I like to visit new places, try new foods. So we're excited for when it's a world where we can do that again more freely.
Well, I think it sounds like we're getting back to it slowly.
I think so. We have to be extra careful because our daughter has a rare disease and is immunocompromised. So we've had to lock down harder than most people even. So we're really looking forward to getting out there.
Well, now that when you mentioned motorcycles, you know what? I'm a fan of motorcycles myself.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have a friend of mine who loves it, who takes me on a motorcycle once in a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was scared at first. Like I said, it was on a whim. I had never been on a two-wheel vehicle other than a bicycle, and we've just had a great time. So no dings or injuries yet. I'm still waiting on that, but we're pretty safe about it.
Well, hopefully there will be no injuries.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to come on the show today and have me interview you. It was a really pleasure. It was a great pleasure to have you here on the show. I hope to have you back here and have you come up here to the studio and tell me about your story sometime.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to. And I appreciate this opportunity. I had a great time, Joe, and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, it sounds like it sounds like you're having a good time so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed talking to you today on my show and asking you questions and also the conversations.
Yeah, and if you or your viewers have any other questions or anything, find us on Facebook, GT Independence, or come to our website and reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
All righty. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
I don't think so. I think that we've covered everything that I love to talk about, in regards to GT. And just, I would just encourage everybody to keep advocating and to keep fighting and never stop. Make sure that people's voices get heard.
Yeah. And never stop advocating.
Never stop.
No, I'm glad we got everything covered today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else?
Good on my end, Joe. This was a great experience. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome, Dan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that wraps up this episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. So if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share and like and subscribe, comment down below, and also leave a rating and review. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page powered by WKTV. And you can also find my show on Apple Podcasts. And you can also find it on Google Podcasts and Spotify and Stitcher. And you can also find my show on anchor.fm, which is powered by WKTV, and my show airs on WKTV channels channel 25 and AT&T 99. So it airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and it also airs on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So before we go, I'm going to end the show with the joke of the day. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing.
Excellent.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys love that joke. Oh. Alrighty, so I will see you all on the following Monday. So we won't be having a show next week Monday because it's July, it's 4th of July holidays, and the 5th, because the 5th of July we have off. So I hope you all please take care of yourselves and each other and be nice to one another. And please have a nice, safe 4th of July holiday. And until next time, peace.